Just given by the man in the witness chair, Valeria Gedrades. It's crystal clear to everyone in the courtroom that the slow, awkward voice of the witness Gedrades was the voice of May Grant's doom. The voice of Perry Mason's defeat, unless Perry Mason can prove he lied. Now, at the defense table, Perry Mason feels the pressure of the waiting tension upon him.
The witness is waiting, Mr. Mason.
In a moment, Your Honor, as soon as I get my notes together.
Hmm. Well, Della.
It'll be a tough nut to crack, Chief.
You can say that again. Only tough. Well, let's give it a try.
I'm ready now, Your Honor.
Order in court. All right, Mr. Mason.
Thank you. Mr. Gedrates.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
Now, let us understand each other from the beginning. Don't be frightened. There's nothing to be frightened about, Gedrates. There's no reason for fear. None at all. Not yet.
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Epp.
I know what the defense is up to. I know his methods.
Just what is your objection, Mr. Epp?
I remind the court that Mr. Gedrates is foreign-born, that he isn't too familiar with our language and therefore prone to understandable errors in syntax and construction.
I'm here to see that these interests are protected, Mr. Epp.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Go ahead, Mr. Mason.
Mr. Gedrates, you have told us you saw Mr. Carlo 4 miles from the place where her husband was killed.
Yes.
At 3 a.m, at just about the time he was killed.
Yes.
You were certain of the time and the place and the date because you had a particular reason to remember.
My daughter was sick.
And you went to the drugstore for medicine.
Yes.
You called the druggist to meet you.
Senor Galetta.
You had done this before?
Yes.
Called him late at night in an emergency?
Yes.
You called Senor Galetta from your apartment?
From the downstairs where the telephone is.
What is his phone number?
Senor Galetta, Quaker 7630.
At what time?
At about 15 minutes before 3.
You then walked to the pharmacy?
Yes.
How far?
About 2 blocks.
On which side of the street did you walk?
The south side.
What is the address of the pharmacy?
Corner of Hill and Pepsin Street.
Well, which corner?
The corner east-north.
Northeast?
Yes.
You had to cross to it?
Yes.
What time was this?
Then? Oh, about 5 minutes before 3.
Which way did you cross the intersection? Across 2 streets or...
No. How do you say sideways?
Diagonally, catacornered?
Yes, diagonally.
You waited at the pharmacy?
Yes.
Watching the clock in the window?
Yes. My...
From which direction did Mr. Carlo approach you? From which direction did she approach you?
I think from... From the east.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, I
How was she dressed?
Dressed?
What did she say to you?
I do not remember. She merely spoke.
What time was this?
She said, almost 3 o'clock.
And how was she dressed?
Her coat.
You say she approached you from the west?
She was wearing a coat. I believe a dark coat. Oh, from the... Yes, I believe.
Objection, Your Honor. The witness has told a clear-cut, straightforward story.
Up to a point.
If necessary, I'll have Senor Galetta to verify.
I don't doubt Gedrates went to the pharmacy at the time he claims he did, and you can withdraw your objection, Mr. Rapp. I found out what I wanted to know. I found out why Mr. Gedrates is confused.
Confused? His words are clear and plain.
Oh, we understand what he said. But I don't believe he understands.
Sit down, Mr. Rapp. Well, Mr. Mason?
I say this man does not understand.
I do not understand?
I don't think you could. And still do what you're doing. Have you ever been to prison, Mr. Gedrates?
No, I have not.
Ever been arrested?
No, I have not.
Or sued for civil or criminal damages?
Never.
I suppose you're not in debt.
Debt? At times there is a delay, but yes, Gedrates pays his due.
You are a member of a church, Mr. Gedrates?
The church? Yes, yes.
And your wife and daughter, you love them?
Yes, above all else, I love them.
Therefore, the man Gedrates is a good man?
Good? I may be, Mr. Mason.
I believe it. That's why I don't believe you could say what you've said that you had full understanding. A good man doesn't lie, as you know.
Yes, I know.
And it is not a question of language. You understand the words. You understand Polish.
A little.
And Dutch. And German. Much German.
Yes. And Czech. Much Czech.
And English. And in all those languages, in Polish, Czech, German, Dutch, here in our English, in any language, a liar is an evil man. Get ready.
Yes. An evil man.
But there are degrees of evil.
Degrees. Yes.
Do you know many words for death, Mr. Gadredis?
Death. Yes. Many words.
And a lie in any language, causing death in any language, is the most evil of lies.
Yes, that is clear, very clear.
Your testimony could cause the death of an innocent woman. That woman sitting right in front of you. Now, raise your eyes and look at her, Mr. Gadredis.
I see her. Without looking, I see her.
Mr. Gadredis, just as there are degrees and kinds of evil, there are degrees and kinds of punishment. Mr. Gadredis?
Yes, I understand.
Some liars are punished by human justice. But there is other punishment. Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
The prosecutor made a point of Mr. Gadredi's foreign birth and possible misunderstanding of the language. So that there can be no possible doubt, will you please have the oath administered once again?
Oh, but, Your Honor, Mr. Gadredi's has already taken the oath.
Mr. Epp raised the question, Your Honor, and in so grave a matter.
It can't do any harm.
Very well.
Bailiff, give me the Bible. Mr. Gadredis.
Yes, Excellency.
Stand up in the witness box.
Yes, Excellency.
And place your right hand on the Bible, Mr. Gadredis. Mr. Gadredis, didn't you hear? Yeah, that's right. Put your hand on the Bible. And now repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth.
I swear to tell the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Holding no mental reservations or conditions.
Holding no mental reservations.
Or conditions.
Or conditions.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Remove your hand. You may sit down. All right, Mr. Mason.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Gadredis, you have sworn on solemn oath to tell the truth. So help you God. You've also said that Gadredis pays his due. You know what punishment you must pay if you do not tell the truth, and God abandons you. Well, Mr. Gadredis.
There is a hell on earth, Mr. Mason.
What? We can't hear you.
I know what will happen.
Then I ask you, in truth, did you see Mr. Carlo as you have just testified, as you believe in God, as you have hope for your soul? In truth, Mr. Gadredis?
Yes. I did see Mr. Carlo, as I said. In truth, I saw her.
Valeria Gedrades has dared the wrath of the God he fears to shield his family from the terrible hand of Anna B. Hurley. And in so doing, it appears Gedrades has doomed May Grant unless